So let me talk about Easter for a minute. Amen. So what are we celebrating, saints? We celebrating the resurrection, right? God rose Jesus up from the dead. So the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. That's what we celebrating, right? He is risen, right? Churches all over the world right now saying he is risen. So that means we serve a living God. He's not dead. We don't have no idol sitting over there on the corner. Or, you know, that's whoever. We don't have nothing like that. Huh? Our God is alive. Amen. We don't pray to no statues or nothing like that. Amen.
That's right.
But I got to say this to you, saints of God, because life in Christ is about truth. Amen. And for me, you know what I got to have. I got to have the truth, yeah. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth. That's what I got to have. Huh? Lies are from the devil. He's the father of lies. I don't want to live a lie. Amen. I want to know the truth. Amen. So we celebrate. We say that, you know, on Good Friday, he was in the ground. And God rose him on Sunday. That's what we say, right? Saying he was buried in the tomb on Friday. And God rose him up on Sunday. The problem is that don't add up. Huh? That's not the truth, saints of God. That doesn't add up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because Friday, it said he was in there, 3 days and three nights, right? Is that what it says? So Friday all day and all night is one day. And Saturday all day and all night is 2 days. But Sunday, he wasn't in there. Because when she went to see him, he was gone. Amen. All right, let me show it to you in the scriptures. Here we go. Turn to John chapter 20. Mary went to the tomb on Sunday and he was gone, y'all. Amen. John chapter 20, look at verse 1. It says, the first day of the week, what is that? Sunday, right? It says, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark. So she went the first day of the week, Sunday, in the morning. So if you're saying, well, Sunday all day and all night, then he might, no. It said early she went there. Is that what it says? When it was yet dark unto the sepulcher. And see if the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre. And we know not where they have laid him. He was gone, saints. A risen Savior was gone. Something is wrong with the picture. Come on now. Huh? Friday, they say he rose almost. That's not right. I got to know the truth. Amen. Please tell me the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said he would be in the earth for 3 days and three nights. Is that what he said? Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees because they wanted a sign from heaven. Huh? They wanted a sign that Jesus was the Messiah. Is that right? Let me give you this revelation. Signs are for unbelievers. You all know that, right? Believers don't need signs. Amen. If you believe God, you do not need a sign. Amen. Why? We walk by faith, not by. You do not need a sign, saints of God, if you're a believer. Now, hear me on this one. Signs and wonders follow the word. You're going to see some signs, but we don't live our life on signs. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We don't have to see a sign to believe, saints of God. So if you're one of those people that when God tell you something, And you say, okay, well, Lord, if it's you speaking to me, that candle over there is going to go out. You're an unbeliever. You don't believe. Huh? You got to see a sign. Amen. Signs are not for believers, saints. Look at, turn to Matthew for me. Let me show you this. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 16. Look at verse 4. It says this. It says, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there will be no sign given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed. He was out of there. He said, this is a wicked and adulterous generation. They need a sign. Do we need signs, saints? We don't need signs. We believe you, Lord. Huh? God confirms his word with two or three witnesses. Amen. So if you're not sure, somebody else going to tell you. Amen. Believe me, somebody else is going to tell you. When he tell you something, you might not get it. You know, go to Florida. What? You need to tell him this. Tell him, okay. I didn't believe that. I thought that was just a voice, my mind, my imagination. Till that man walked up and told me that. I said, you said do what? Where'd you get that from? Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Look at Luke chapter 11. I want y'all to see this one right here. Luke 11. Luke chapter 11. Look at verse 29. It says this. And when the people were gathered thick together, what does that mean? There was a lot of them. He began to say, this is Jesus talking, this is an evil generation. They seek a, play that sign stuff. And there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of, for as Jonas was assigned unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The sign this generation have is the same sign that the Ninevites had from Jonah. Amen. Is that what he said? What happened with Jonah anyway? God sent Jonah to Nineveh, right? Amen. But he didn't really want to go. He went the other way. That's how he ended up in the belly of the whale. Amen. But he sent him to Nineveh. But see, he didn't want to deal with them Assyrians. You got to realize the Ninevites, they wasn't from Israel. They wasn't Jews. They was Gentiles. Amen. He didn't want to go deal. He thought they might kill him. You want me to do what? Huh? And Jonah's assignment was real simple. He had a simple ministry. Go to Nineveh and tell them that they better repent, huh? And change them evil ways, huh? God was upset with them. He said, for their sins have came up before me. That's what God said. So go to Nineveh and let them know what I'm telling you right now. Amen. Boy, that reminded me of that assignment. Go take Tiger, you know, take him, tell him this. Father, that's a billionaire in the world. I don't know what nothing about him other than he love to play golf, and right now he in the slump, and he has some marital problems. I thought you was going to do what I tell you. Let me read y'all this letter, because I told y'all I was going to read y'all the letter, right? All right, I'm going to read y'all the letter. Here go right here. This was what was on my heart. And the man said, go tell him. Tiger Woods, my name is Rudy Maybell. I am the father of 7 boys. In addition, I pastor a small church in Chicago. I also enjoy playing golf. You know what, too? I got in my spirit yesterday. He read this yesterday. I got that in my spirit. Now, I wish I could have stood there and watched it. But he read it yesterday. I was just walking along, and all of a sudden, I'm like, he reading that letter. Ain't that something? But listen to this. God called me to ministry about 2.5 years ago, and he anointed me to minister to men for the purpose of restoring families. It's amazing to see so many gifted men reach incredible heights in their lives only to be derailed by out-of-control flesh. I was also one of those men that life ended up in divorce a few times because I could not control my flesh. in the world and in the Bible. So many lives and careers of great men ending too soon because we fall for the same thing. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I am writing this letter to you because I would like to see you get your life back on track, along with all the dreams and aspirations you strive to achieve. More importantly, I am asking God to do for you what he did for me. Save me and make me whole and use my life as an example to encourage men to live right. I enjoy watching you play golf and winning major tournaments, but I really would love to see you win souls for Christ. I know you have been looking all over for answers to your slump. I have to tell you the truth. The answer is Jesus Christ. Repent and receive him in your heart, and the adversary would have to return to you what he stole 7 times over. I hope you hear this word and do it. The whole world is watching you. In obedience to God, I am asking him to return the anointing you once had and place it back on your life. I want to see the souls and the championships you win for Christ. God bless you and your family. That's what I took them. Amen. Praise God. And I'm looking at this Jonah's assignment, and this was in my spirit right there. Amen. Amen. He had to go to Nineveh and tell the Ninevites, y'all got to repent. God told him to cry out to them. Amen. Rebuke them for their sins and call them to repentance. Thank you, Jesus. Turn to Matthew chapter 12. Let me show you this real quick. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 12. I'm going to start reading at verse 36. It says, but I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. What did he say, saints? Everything you say, life and death is in the power of the. Okay, we watch our words, right? For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we will see a sign from thee. They say, okay, you're telling us that, you know, what we say, we're going to be judged. Show us a sign. Huh? The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they wanted to see a sign, saints. Verse 39, but he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was, how many saints? 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. It just wasn't adding up. Jesus said he's going to be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. Just like Jonah was in the belly of the whale. Amen. Look at verse 41. The man of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. So when he finally did get there and give them that word, what did they do? They repented. Amen. At his preaching. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Thank you, Jesus. God was trying to tell them Pharisees and Sadducees, don't you know you're looking at a greater than Jonah? Amen. Behold. 3 days and 3 nights, it said, saints, I just want the truth. And it's not what we're practicing from Good Friday to Sunday. That's not the truth. Can I give y'all some truth? I ain't got nothing but truth. Y'all know that, right? That's all I have. All right, let me give you this truth right here. Because I was watching this comedian, Lil JJ. Y'all ever seen Lil JJ? He about 13 years old, right? And he was saying how we as parents don't want our children to lie to us. And we don't, right? Y'all know we say stuff like, tell me the truth. See how they look when I do them? I'm like, Kaylon, I need the truth. Huh? Did you write in that cement next door? Kaylon say, no, daddy, I did not do it. He knew I was coming after the truth because I was upset. You know, and we found out he did not do it. I had cameras in the house and just happened to pull them up, and there was his friends writing in the cement. Amen. Woo, I was hot. But he told me the truth. And when he told me, I believed him. I said, well, you know, my kids don't lie to me. You know, they're going to tell me the truth. Officer, he didn't do it. It was hot. Everybody was hot. But anyway, we tell them don't lie to us, right? And that's what we should be teaching our children, correct? Look, don't lie to me. That's quick. We say that, right? But why do we keep telling them all these lies? Huh? Like the tooth fairy. That's a lie. Amen. Santa Claus. And we really get them to believe that lie. They be coming all down like, no, ain't no Santa Claus. Yeah, you put that under there. No, I didn't. Santa Claus put it under there. We really be pressing on them to believe that. But it's a lie. Amen. The boogeyman. That's a lie. Amen. The Easter Bunny. No Easter Bunny on no eggs. That's a lie. Amen. Minister Lisa said, bunnies don't lay eggs. She wasn't buying into that one. Huh? We got to stop lying to our children, saints, and living lies. Huh? If we don't tell them, but you live a lie right in front of them, you telling them. Amen. Because it's not really about what you say. They're going to watch what you do. Huh? They hear what you say, but they really watch what you do. Amen. That's how they going to judge. Okay, he for real. He not for real. Hmm? You all ready for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? All right, let's go then. Jesus Christ, that's the truth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say this to you. It's an awesome thing when you make the discovery that it's not about us. Isn't that an awesome discovery? When you finally realize this ain't even about me, but it really is about Jesus. Amen. It's one of the greatest days of your life when you find out who Jesus is. Amen. When you really find it out. Why? Because that's your real life. It just begun. Your life just begun when you find out who Christ is and you receive him. It's necessary because without him, you dead. Amen. You're just a dead man walking. Amen. Without him, you're limited. But with him, all things, everything is possible. Amen. So today I'm going to talk about Jesus directly, just like God commanded me to do. And here's one of the greatest things that I love about Jesus. Y'all know what one of the greatest things I love about Jesus is? He died for us. Come on now. He died for us. Amen. Yeah. We was jacked up. Huh? And it was a agape style love he had. It was unconditional love. Because we was jacked. He didn't say, well, you know what? You are right with me. You know, you're doing okay. I'm gonna lay my life down. No, we was in sin. It says, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we always saying, thank you, Jesus. The dialect of a believer is, thank you, Jesus. Huh? So many things I could say about Jesus the Christ, but that's just commendable. He died for us. Then God raised him from the dead. Amen. That's why we say he is risen. We serve a living God. Today, saints, I really just want to simply talk about Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. He's the light of the world. And so are you. Amen. You wonder sometimes, what am I doing in this place? Lord, how did I get here? They crazy in here. It's just where they need light. Darkness, he puts light in darkness to light it up. He's merciful. He's just. He's fair. He want to give everybody a chance. So he'll put you right in some darkness. Amen. And the darkness can't even touch you. So when you're in that crazy place, you know, and everybody's, just relax. You where you're supposed to be. Amen. Just relax and let them see that light in you. You'll be shocked who that changes. I know, oh, I got to give y'all this example. Girl just went crazy at work on me for no reason. And, well, she was showing off because we had a new manager. And every time you get a new manager, people have to show that they, I don't know what that's thinking is. I can't think like that. But she was showing off. And I immediately checked her, you know, and said, look, we got a system in place that you have to create a ticket. Now, did you create the ticket? Did anybody create it? No, well, we got a system, see? I'm just asking you. No, I didn't create it. And it was horrible. And then she just would not speak to me anymore, right? But every time I see her, how you doing? You look nice today. Oh, you know, that really kill him when you do that. Yeah, I'm okay, you know. The next time I saw her going home one day and it was kind of cold. I said, where's your coat? You left your coat, it's cold outside. And little by little, she came around. Now she in IT now. She in my department. Wow. Not really, but really, you know. I can have her do technical things and she do it with gladness. Amen. Amen. God is something else, isn't he? You are the light in the dark place. Don't let the darkness make you act like darkness. That's when you got a problem. Huh? When they're acting up, you are the light. You got to remember that. Amen? When you got a fire and you put on more fire, you just got a bigger fire. Huh? But when you got a fire and you put some water on it, now it goes out. Amen? Water is love. Amen? You got to put love on the fire, saints of God. That's how you put it out. Amen. He's also the bread of life. Huh? He's the bread of life, saints of God. You know, in them days, they had that unleavened bread. You know why they had unleavened bread, saints? They didn't have time for it to be rising and all that. They was exiting out of Egypt. Amen. They had to make that bread and get up out of there. Huh? And so up to this day, they still celebrate with the unleavened bread for 7 days. You know, from the Passover, they have the unleavened bread, right? Jesus is the bread of life. Amen. When they was in that desert, he rained down bread, manna from heaven. Amen. His life, the bread of life. Amen. He's also our redeemer. See, Adam sold us out. He did. Adam sold us out, but Jesus redeemed us and got us back with God. Amen. See, the first Adam, he sold us out. That's why they call Jesus the second Adam. Huh? Because he redeemed, he got us back to God. We couldn't deal with God. He couldn't deal with sin. Huh? That plan is awesome. God couldn't deal with sin, and none of us are righteous. Amen. Wasn't nobody going to God that's unrighteous and living. Amen. We had to have an intercessor, somebody in the middle between us and God. Yeah. Amen. God in flesh. Huh? How awesome is that, saints? First of all, he left heaven. Is that awesome enough? Y'all, when I read about how heaven is, and they say, wow, he left heaven and came here. But you know, they say, if you want something done right, come on. You got to do it yourself. He couldn't trust anybody else was going to get us back. So he said, well, hey, I'm just going to go down and put some flesh on like them and redeem them and get them back based on their laws. See, he couldn't, because we have free will. So he couldn't just come down here. You know, he had to follow our laws. Amen. But he redeemed us back to himself. He had to show us, hey, I can live with these laws. Yeah, they crazy. You know, it's really only should be one. You know, love the Lord that God with all that heart and all that strength and all that might, and your neighbor the same. That's all it really should be. You know, but he had to put all these other laws in place because we didn't have that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He's the King of Kings, saints. The great high priest. Amen. The answer to all our questions. Reverend Hinton had it right. What did they say? Christ is the answer. They had that perfectly right. Amen. He is the answer. The Messiah, huh? Who has all power in heaven and in earth and under the earth. Huh? He got all power. That's why I really just don't understand, saints, why man can't see this. Huh? How wouldn't you choose Christ? I don't understand that. How you, we know how we are by nature. Huh? We know that. Huh? And when Christ come, I mean, you, that truth is so, you should be able to see it. I know I'm a mess without Christ, but when I, once I learned about him and I knew who he was and I surrendered and submitted, everything changed. Amen. We got to choose Christ, saints. Okay, I'm going to show you something in Isaiah. Turn to Isaiah real quick for me. I know y'all ready for this dinner, so I'm not going to hold y'all long. Should I take this watch off? I'm going to leave it on by. I ain't going to hold y'all long. I know this is Easter Sunday. Amen. He is risen. Isaiah chapter 53. Y'all know Isaiah was one of the most important of the major prophets. You all know that? Isaiah was something else. He was quoted more than 65 times in the New Testament. In the New Testament, they quoting Isaiah. Amen. He was mentioned by name over 20 times. Amen. Isaiah is a major prophet. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all at Isaiah 53? You know what the word Isaiah means? Anybody know? Guess what Isaiah means? God is salvation. That's what Isaiah means. Huh? Same with Yeshua. Jehovah saves. The Savior. Amen. Same with Elijah. What does Elijah mean? God is salvation. Amen. Oh, come on, Minister Alicia. I know you be studying his word, Minister Alicia. What does Jesus mean? Savior of the world. Same thing. Amen. Oh, I got to show y'all this. All right, look at verse 53. I mean, chapter 53, look at verse 1. It says, who have believed our report? So everything I just gave you all, I just spoke about, that was a report, saints, on Jesus. The question is, who believed it? Amen. That's what Isaiah is saying right now to the Jews. Who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The arm of the Lord is Jesus, saints, the Messiah, the power of God. Huh? He said, to whom has that been revealed to? Look at verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. Isaiah is saying that way back when. He going to grow up just like you and I grew up. He got to come through the womb. He going to be a baby. He was telling them way back when. Amen. And as a root out of a dry ground, he hath no form for comeliness. And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He was just ordinary. Huh? That beauty is spiritual. Amen. You got to see that in the spirit. Huh? He ain't into the flesh. The beauty of Jesus Christ is in the spirit, saints of God. Thank you, Jesus. There's no comeliness. I'm just looking at that. Hmm? And right now, that's why men can't see it. They can't come to him because they walk in by sight. Amen? Yeah. So they can't see it because the walk in Christ is by faith in the spirit. In the spirit, you can see it. But if you in your flesh, there's no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Amen? Because he's not into your sight. Amen? Praise God. Look at verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Can you imagine saints being despised and rejected by people? You came to save them. Does that make any sense? I'm coming to save you, but we despise them. And we reject them. Huh? That's why he was born, have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Listen to this, saints. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Pastor Harden, you healed. Do you hear me? You are healed. And I looked that word up in the Greek. It says mended or stitched. But then this is the part I like right here. It said thoroughly made whole. That's a healing. Huh? See, we think of healing when our body was sick and he healed that piece of. No, he make you totally whole again. Huh? Minister Helena say you get double for your trouble. Huh? You go through a little trouble, don't worry about that if you're in Christ. Huh? You just get ready to get double. Amen? All we like sheep have gone astray. Did you hear what I said? How many of us gone astray? All of us. That's why we need Jesus. Amen? All of us have gone astray. It's none perfect. No, not one. Amen? All of us have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Do you hear that, saints of God? That's why we're bragging about him right now. Amen? I'm giving you some truth now. This ain't about no Easter bunny and about no off stuff. I'm just giving you the truth right now. Amen? Praise God. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Amen? Because he had to do what he had to do, saints. Amen? They wasn't going to believe him, no way. Huh? He told them the truth. Just, what did Pontius Pilate say? Just tell me. I told you. What more can I say? He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. I know back then they like, what is he talking about? Amen. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Just an innocent man. Huh? Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. What a plan. It said it pleased the Lord to, because he wanted to get us back. Huh? We needed an intercessor. We needed something in between us and God that he could look at that didn't have sin. Amen. So that's why it ain't about us. We don't want the Lord to look at us. I don't care how many good works you have. Listen to me, saints of God. Please, when you get to that day, don't even talk about it. I'm telling you, y'all got to get this one right. Amen. Soon as he say, hello, Jesus, thank you for him. Thank you. Look, Lord, oh, what a plan. That's what I'm be talking about. I ain't going to be talking about none of this stuff I did down here. I don't care how great I thought it was. I did this. I carried the letter. No, I don't care. No. Jesus, Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want him looking at Jesus. Amen. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. You see why we want him looking at Jesus? See what he see when he look at him? Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of who? Many. And made intercession for us. Amen. Jesus is our intercessor, saints. He's our attorney. It's safety in him because he never lost a case. Amen. Jesus have never lost a case. Amen. Don't try to go in there with by yourself. Oh, I don't need him. I got these righteous works. Please don't do that. Amen. Take him in there. He never lost a case. If Jesus is not representing you, listen to me, saints of God. Before God, you're going to die in your sins. That's what's going to happen. Amen. If you think you righteous in your own self, you're going to die in your sins. But if you allow Jesus to dwell inside of you, saints, you will not die but live. How long, saints? Forever. Amen. That's what it's all about. That's the true treasure. The true treasure in Christ is eternal life. Is that it? That's it. Father, I thank you for this word. And even though your servant wanted to talk about that patience that you showed him, I just want to talk about Jesus the Christ.